No, you confused me.
Don't look at me. I don't know it.
Décolletage.
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 Découpage is as crafty.
That's the French word for mushing paste and pictures together.
And then putting stain on it. That's decoupage.
I put wet glue. I don't put stain.
Well, you can color
well,
your
why
glue.
Do y'all know more about decoupage
than décolletage? And we all got tatas.
Because I just
but
never
I don't
knew
have
that.
No décolletage.
I okay, just you learned the word for that little box with the hinges.
What are you talking
What's
about?
That?
You buy them.
I have no idea. What the box with the hinges. Hey, we didn't test.
It's all right. We're gone.
All right.
We've taken off. The train has left the station.
Amy, are you ready? Sharon's coming.
The DivaCast, number 18, 27 September 2006. Everybody, we are five fun, fabulous girls who get together and we just talk about life. So come and join us. And right now we are drinking a glass of wine. So go grab a glass and.
But I'm out.
What do you mean you're out?
I'm out.
She's out of Vino.
Sharon's out too.
Diva, no, that's a diva don't.
That's a diva
All right,
don't.
So Amy and Suzanne are just drinking. Nobody else is.
That's not fair.
Well. I asked y'all if everybody's all set.
I know. It just seemed like such a big endeavor. To go get more wine.
But for you, I would sacrifice.
We might need to put everything on hold.
Because I just opened a good bottle of red.
Oh, you got to like that.
I do like that. And then, you know that Bonterra? I really love this organic wine stuff.
By Remember, way, Sharon, we learned about organic wine.
Yes, we did. We went to a wine tasting without you all.
Yeah, you know what? I don't remember seeing my invitation.
I told you I was going to get in trouble.
I know, but
yeah, what
you,
is I, that?
See, I've never said anything.
I got burned by Amy when I came in.
What?
What?
I did not burn you.
She is setting you up, Amy.
Well,
what?
Yes, we went to a wine tasting.
Without us?
Yes.
A food show / wine tasting.
Yes, food show.
When was this?
Wine seafood was food this? Show.
Yes.
With shrimp. And crab meat, lobster.
Bitches.
Oh my God, it was so good.
Angus beef.
It was really
okay,
good.
Okay, when did you do this and how many times?
We called we tried to call everybody and nobody was home.
Oh, that is such a crime.
We did.
I'm so not buying that. I am so not buying
okay,
that.
Okay, let me try another one. Give
okay.
me a minute.
Yeah, right. Think of one. This is, I feel like I'm inquiring
don't
about a lover.
Don't even go and give her more wine. Forget it. She doesn't deserve any wine. Neither
Cut
one
off,
of them do.
Winch.
Forget it.
I told Julie she should invite you all.
Yeah, I bet.
Now she's going to make it my fault. And why are you saying that? It was your fault you couldn't go.
She invited me first.
She
invited me.
You are such a traitor.
We were invited. Oh,
we were at hockey when Kurt was talking about it, and she wanted to go.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh. And I am the diva who.
Okay, are we
going to
have any kind of focus?
Okay,
on that?
All right.
Here we go.
All right. So
we're
they don't deserve
back.
Any more wine because they
we
already had theirs at the
silence
wine
over this.
Can I tell
tasting.
You how good that lobster is?
Where was this?
It was down
the old Biltmore in downtown Atlanta.
You gotta be kidding!
And they had a huge wine tasting, two rooms full.
They had martini bars.
Oh, okay, you know what? Vodka. Now I'm starting to get a little steamed here.
Really good shrimp,
lobster,
but
Angus beef.
Okay. Just knock it off.
Focus.
I'm glad Amy wasn't able to go. That's all I'm gonna say.
Because but you know, you I'm was. Sorry. Again, yes. I never got the invite.
Well, there weren't. Multiple invites.
Okay, here that's because
can we explain it really?
Yeah, because I think Kurt would have been overwhelmed if all of us.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. Real, listen, what happened was my husband went to work for a new company. They had their first. He was in charge of his first ever food show, which happened to be a / wine tasting. So we were talking about it at hockey, and Amy said, "Oh, I'll go," because I said,
"I'll
go by myself." So then she calls me and she goes, "I can't go because her son was sick." So I called Sharon. I said, "Do you want to go?" And she goes, "Yeah, that'd work out great." long story short, so we go.
Why was she next on your call list? I just want to know.
She was doing it geographically, how close we were to her.
Okay, that works. Yeah. I don't know. I just was talking to her and said one day, and I said, well, listen, Amy can't go. Do you want to go? And she said, sure. Well, I don't know. I have school. And anyway, we worked it out. But I said to Kurt, I said, you know, I'm in Suzanne. Big trouble with the divas now. Didn't I?
Yes, yes.
I said, I'm in big trouble. He goes, honey, as much as I would love to have all of those divas here, this is my first one. I can't have five of you girls walking through here because you would create a scene. You know we would.
There weren't a lot of
women.
He would
have gotten a promotion after we had been there.
He probably would, but this was, and honestly, this was the first time I had met his boss his boss's boss.
So they had so
to. You know what? So I heard you tell the story. It was minus Sharon.
Yeah, I left that out. I kind of left that out on purpose.
But you know what? I got to go to
you got to go to a concert. I did.
I did that down front with
and
me where we
front
could touch
rows.
The stage.
Yes.
And I picked you.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
When she went to Little River Band with me and was my date when Kurt couldn't go.
Oh, that's when I was excluded.
Yes, I
remember that. I
had guitar
very
picks
well.
In my bra.
Yeah.
Okay, see, I give
okay.
you each
you, you throw us each. Yes.
Okay. She throws us a bone every once in a while.
I'm priming Kurt and his bosses for next year to have all the divas go.
But it might be my turn next time since I had a sick kiddo that day.
I don't think so.
I haven't had concert time or wine
you were,
time.
Excuse me. You were at the concert.
But I was in like row Z.
Doesn't count.
But she was with her husband. We were down front.
Hate
touching
it.
The band. It was really fun.
Whatever.
All right, but listen, at least I'm trying.
Okay.
Yes.
Have you all noticed that there's one of us missing and it's
No.
We have a diva MIA.
Oh, Carrie's not here today.
But you know what? Let's toast to Carrie. You all
toast
can pick up your
Carrie.
Water.
Cheers,
I can't
baby.
Toast to Carrie.
I have
wine.
No wine.
Yeah,
toast
but we,
to
so
Carrie.
Suzanne toast. And Amy have wine and we're
we
very
can
happy.
Toast to, yes, so we are. We can go. Toast to Carrie. Here, but you know what she always says? If you're the one missing,
you get
then
to
we get
talk
to talk about it.
Yeah.
You got it, man.
That's a whole nother podcast. Yeah. That's a podcast in itself.
All right. Well, it is, what is it? What's today? I don't even know what today is. Today's Wednesday evening, and we are in the Diva Den, and it's turning into a lovely fall weather type of day. So we are going to go ahead and continue on with this. Are
well, hey, Amy, let me say
Amy,
you here,
want
babe.
A little help?
Yeah,
sweet.
Yeah. Can I just say something before we
yes.
get going? We are now, hello, we are now a Pod Show podcast, which is very exciting for us. We are also a member of the Pod Show family, and we are featured on podcastalley.com.
Okay, that's huge, guys. That is huge.
And we are so excited, and we thank all of you for that. Oh, and you know what? You can vote for us. Go to podcastalley.com. That's all one word. And vote for us. And remember, the DivaCast is all one word.
It's like scrunched together.
It's
like
all scrunched
Adam
together.
Says
no spaces.
Are you a folder or a scruncher? This is scrunched.
This is scrunched.
Okay, we're scrunched.
I get that. They don't get that. They don't listen.
Okay,
I get that.
But all right. We're scrunched.
Okay, let's talk about what we're going to talk about today.
Oh, that was clever. That wasn't redundant.
And that's
redundant,
just on one
redundant.
Glass of wine and you're so clever.
We're going to talk about
I'd be more
vanity.
Clever if I had another glass of wine.
I would too. I would be clever. We're going to talk about vanity. But before we do, I was not here last podcast.
Did you notice how much we talked about you?
I did. And they talked about parenting. And I listened to it, which is a really big surprise since I wasn't on it. But I did want to talk to Amy about something.
Great.
Okay. Here's the deal.
Amy, you got your shield up, sweetie?
I'm going to. Okay. What you got for me, darling?
Let me just start by saying... You look lovely today.
Oh, ream me.
Now, I just wanted to say, because I know you were talking about your parenting skills and how you micromanage and a little bit on the controlling side. I wanted to remind you of an incident whereby you used to complain that your son never went outside to play, that he was always inside reading a book. Well, in middle school, he had a connection where it was PE. So what does Amy do? The first thing, go to the office, have him pulled from PE and put in computer class. So I just wanted to remind her of that. And I love you. By the way, you do look lovely today. And I just want to throw this out at you, and this is scary. You are going to have some controlling daughter-in-laws.
Because, oh, she's...
They marry their mother.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, I did say, help me out with this, because I know I'm controlling, because I didn't have any kind of
model
issues with that. But let me just say something in regards to the physical education class. The reason that I pulled him from that was because he had had it like 2 or 3 times in a row. And it was like, why is he getting the same elective over and over and over again?
Can I ask a question? Maybe they feel like he needs.
You're complaining that he doesn't get exercise. I think that's a good thing.
Yeah. The fact
what?
He doesn't?
Well, if she was complaining that he doesn't get much exercise, then PE every time would be good.
Well, it wasn't about exercise. I was just saying that the child's preference is to read a book. And he's more of an introvert than an extrovert. But
does he like PE?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, I just didn't want him to have the same class.
Honey, can you get that foot out of your mouth?
Over again.
No, I still think she should.
Would you allow your kid to have PE 3 times in a row?
You know what, Amy?
I would.
I could care less. Okay. It just wouldn't bother me. I mean, it really wouldn't.
He's got all of his other core classes and they're challenging, and
what's the other option, Julie? I mean, one of my they've got citizenship.
I need to be gentle with Amy.
I want to be her downy blanket. Am I being unkind?
No,
I just was. You know, she was asking for advice. So I thought I'd share
in a loving manner,
which is okay. Because
did I mention you look lovely today?
Oh, tell her that she negated all that.
Did I?
Well,
yeah.
No, but I thought
she was being very loving in her approach.
Thank you, Julie.
Sharon is.
It's as good as it gets.
You should see.
Listeners, why don't you weigh in on that and see how loving she was?
I was very loving.
Okay, let's move to our topic of the day.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Oh, our topic.
We're talking about vanity.
Oh.
Yes. Yes, and it is not one of the 7 deadly sins for nothing.
Oh, my.
And I just wanted to throw out a couple things on this topic. And one of them being, what are we willing to do as women? And I know it gets
everything.
I know as we get older, it seems I'm taking on more and more of this. What are we willing to do?
How much money do we have?
Yeah, exactly. Color our hair, inject our lips. Slice and dice
Well, you know, my lips don't need injecting because they are naturally bodacious and beautiful.
Well, see,
lucky you.
Yeah. Botoxing, waxing.
Well, can I say it's not women?
Good point.
It's the whole gender. Because I work in a high school and you should see what some of these girls are doing.
It's scary, isn't it?
That's in a whole nother subject. Can I tell
you mean
a
it's
story?
A whole different. It's all ages, you mean?
That's what I mean.
They're starting younger and younger.
They're starting younger. Yeah, and they did, paper last year, they did an article, this one little girl, they focused on her, how much money it was to maintain her, quote, for a year, $1,500 between manicures, hair coloring, haircuts, just for her.
How old was she?
She was like a junior or senior. $1,500 a year for haircuts, hair color, manicures. I'm not talking about shampoo. I'm talking about hair color, makeup, eyebrow plucks, or, you know, waxing. Manicures, pedicures, tanning. She went to a tanning bed.
I'll even allow my child to
But I'm telling you, that's what's out there.
That's too young. And that's the thing. I mean, I read an article one time where an 18-year-old, her parents were giving her a boob job for a graduation present.
Ooh, doesn't that send such a kooky message?
Yes, it does.
I mean, even if the child wants it, it still says, yeah, you're right. We think you need to be fixed.
How you look. Right.
Yeah, exactly. You need to be fixed.
Can I tell my story? 18,
yes, oh, I want to hear that story.
Okay, can I tell you a story? Because we are talking about youth. And you do change as you grow
not
older.
Not me. You mean on youth.
Youth.
Not you. Not youth. Not youth.
Good. Giggly wiggly. All right.
Good what?
Giggly wiggly. You never heard
that? Oh, Lordy.
Okay, she's the only Southern one here.
I'm the only one from the South?
Go ahead.
Giggly Wiggly.
Okay. That sounds like Piggly Wiggly.
Well, that is a store, but no, I'm talking.
All right. All right.
All right. Okay. Let me tell you.
Go ahead.
Okay. I grew up, I graduated from high school in 1980. Okay. So I grew up in the 70s and I had the long hair. Okay. Well, you know, you wore your hair long and my hair is fine, as in thin, not fun. So my ears stuck through my hair and I had the biggest complex about my ears. And if you saw my daddy, God love him, he died, but he had the biggest ears this side. And then my uncle, he was even worse. But anyway, and that was Uncle Dub.
Okay.
How's uncle, that for a southern name for you?
Uncle who?
Dub.
Sharon's drinking my wine.
D-U-B-B.
Stop it.
Okay. So I used to sleep, this might get some sympathy from you, with a rubber band around my head.
Aww.
So that my ears would not grow out during the nighttime.
Aww. Your parents, you guys, allowed you to do that?
I don't know if they knew. Honestly, I used to sleep every night with a rubber band around my head. I mean, you know, I was in high school. I was so, you guys, I had such a big complex about this. So I used to talk about it. So I said, Daddy, please get my ears tacked back. You know, you can go and get sure. plastic surgery and have them tacked back like a little sew thing. So finally, I guess he finally realized this was a huge deal to me. Maybe he caught me with the rubber band around my head, or I had a big red mark when I went down for breakfast across my eyeballs of the rubber band. So Dad and I went to the plastic surgeon. And we're in there, and my daddy is like, it's okay. You know, they used to call me Jewbug. It's okay, Jewbug. And I was like, Dad, I mean, this is huge. Thank you for bringing me. I really am. So the plastic surgeon comes in, and he takes one look at me, and he says, well, honey, how long's that nose been broken anyway? My dad fell on the floor laughing, and I just stood there with my mouth hanging open going, oh my gosh. So needless to say, I left in tears. Dad was like apologizing to the guy and he didn't know what he'd done wrong, that I was there for my ears, but he thought my nose had been broken.
And that is such
a good
story.
The way, Julie is very attractive.
Yeah. I have a broken nose still. I still have the same nose.
Her ears stick out through her fine hair and her nose looks broken.
Yeah.
Other than that, she's just beautiful.
I'm just gorgeous.
She's just lovely.
So, isn't that funny, though?
That is
that the funniest
thing? Funny story.
Yeah, and you know what? I survived. Is my point to this. You know, when you're in high school, you think it's the end of the world and whatever, and now no one says a word about my ears, and I'm 44 years old, and, you know, life goes on.
And she hasn't had a nose job either.
No, I haven't. But you know what? You know what? It doesn't bother me. My nose has never really.
Well, it shouldn't bother you.
Except when you're pregnant. You know how when you're pregnant, it spreads? Mine was about 4 feet.
What?
Stop. Pregnant okay. women's noses spread.
Yes. Okay, my ass yes. did Thank that, you. Not my yes. nose.
My nose did.
Stop. I just noticed it. A girl is about to have a baby next week, and she...
And you thought,
I mean,
oh my God, look at her
face. Her face is really just...
Huge.
Big.
Yeah.
Yeah. Poor thing.
I hope she's not listening.
I know. Well, we won't mention her name.
All right. No.
All right, so what are we going to talk about?
Okay, well, let's keep going on this.
Okay.
On this.
Like
okay.
This.
What are we willing to do? And don't we feel as we get older, or do we feel as we get older, are we more comfortable or are we worried more because other things start happening to us, like we might gain weight or we might have wrinkles or what? What do you think, Amy?
I think that the emphasis just changes. You know what I mean? When I was younger, I had freckles and I still do have freckles, but I always said if I ever had any kind of plastic surgery, if there was a total body skin graft kind of thing, that's what I would want because Aww. Of my freckles and stuff. And I wanted like tan, smooth skin.
I thought you wanted your eyes done.
That's the change now.
I was like, I never heard the freckle thing.
No, but when I was like a teenager and younger, when my eyes weren't like drooping.
They are so not drooping.
They're so not drooping.
But that's what I always kind of focused on was my skin. You know, it was pasty yeah. white with freckles. Ooh. But now there's been some changes.
Yeah, like so the face changes.
And so like my eyes are droopier and like you got the back fat thing going on now yeah. and stuff. Well, the heck, my skin's fine. You know? Being
yeah, you start
40 plus,
reprioritizing.
You know? Yeah, it just changes. It's still an issue. Will I ever do anything about it? I don't know. I don't know if I want
to. Wow, because to me, you know what? That, your skin is so it's so you. It's beautiful. I love it. I wouldn't change. I would. That's no, seriously.
Like if she was going to change something, it wouldn't be your skin.
She'd be changing something else on me.
You're beautiful. No, I wouldn't. Amy has a look of like
Rene Russo.
Yeah, Rene Russo when she played what was that movie with
Pierce Brosnan.
Yes.
Yeah. What is it? The Thief movie?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, where they do an art gallery.
The Crown Royal or the Royal. Yeah. Anyway.
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, that
so Suzanne, I think it changes.
All right.
Suzanne,
what would you do?
Well.
This is just what if.
I don't know if I would.
Would I what? What?
You mean, are we talking, would we do something?
What would we do?
I wouldn't really do it. I fantasize about it, but I wouldn't, like, the whole facelift thing, I don't know if I would do that.
Do you see those women?
See, I would. See, I would.
But, okay.
I just want to wait, though, a little bit longer.
Till it's really, get your money's worth.
Exactly.
That's right.
Exactly. If he's going to start,
I have a confession.
Yes.
I'm ready to share.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Let's hold hands and sing Kumbaya.
Kumbaya.
Oh, my goodness.
What are we confessing?
My palms are sweaty.
you're confessing that your palms are sweaty?
Drink some wine. It's okay.
No, she can't have any more because she didn't get us any.
No, she can too.
Okay, but are we...
Wait, she's about to share.
Oh, she's sharing.
I had my eyes done.
And they look marvelous. I know.
They do look beautiful.
But I have a stitch popping out.
Do you regret that at all? Do you have any regrets?
No, I have to say, okay, I'm just going to hang it out there. I had my eyes done. And they call it all four lids. I had uppers and lowers done. Because I am also fair. They call it, that's what
they
call
it. Can you get half of it done?
Yeah, you could just do lids or lowers.
Could you just do one eye? I didn't know that.
Probably, sure.
That'd be cool.
Sure, you could probably like pay for one at a time.
And you could be like a pirate.
But as long as you're going to be in there.
I didn't know that you could do like top or bottom.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And I have zero regrets because I feel so much younger when I look at myself. I like Amy, have very fair skin, Scottish and Irish heritage. And so the tissue, you don't have the same elasticity.
Yeah, that's a good one. Elasticity.
Elasticity in your skin. So I had lid redundancy.
Yeah. What redundant lids you have.
So that's what we can think now when we see a woman. We go, my, what redundant lids she has.
Yes. But you know what? I don't regret it. I'm very happy that I had it done. I have been not trying to keep it a secret. I've been telling anyone.
And now everyone.
And you know what? And it is what it is. I don't care. I did it and I'm proud of it. And I'm very happy with the results. And
see,
I would do it again.
I believe that if you are doing it for you, I think that that's okay.
You know what? I did do it for me. I did not do it for my husband or anyone else. It made me feel so much better. And I have to say, I love the way I look. I love not having, the puffiness in the morning. And then as I've gotten older, that puffiness doesn't go away. Mm-hmm. So I look darn good.
You go, do. Girl.
I think cheers. You. I love it.
I'd toast you if I had a glass of wine.
Yeah, I have our little butler. Is there a butler?
We don't have a butler.
We don't. Oh, man.
Okay, turn my mic off and I'm going to go get a wine.
No,
that's all right.
Teasing.
That's all right.
No, well, I had a question. Do you notice as you get older, my problem is like these skin blotches. Do y'all have those?
Oh, yeah.
Like I've got like these brown spots. I need to like bleach my skin. Oh, is that such a thing?
That's a big thing now.
I want to do that. Tell me how to do that. Do y'all know how to do it?
You just get chlorox.
I don't want to go to the dermatologist.
You know what? I could give you the... Oh, lemon gosh. Scented. I didn't bring...
Can't you buy it like Ulta 2 or something?
Yes,
or 3?
Yes, you
or what
can.
Is that place called?
See, I got mine from the dermatologist. See, and I do that, but I haven't done it in a while.
Wait,
a
have you been happy with the results?
Did you notice a difference?
Good. I've noticed.
I haven't noticed a difference. She's beautiful.
I have like little agey spots going on.
That's what I'm talking about.
And
I've had them lasered
by the dermatologist. Right. But the last time I went to the dermatologist, she's like, just try this bleach stuff. And so I spent like, $60 for a thing of bleach. And she said to do that at night. But I haven't been,
But when you did it, did you notice a difference?
Yeah. But I also have a whole regimen. I mean, I went to the dermatologist and spent, $250 on this stuff.
And you weren't happy?
No. I think... I've been hoarding it because it's cost so much money.
That's what I'm saying. I want the quick fix.
But doesn't something like Esoterica, something that just is over the or at the drugstore?
There's lots of things now, but I was reading an article and they're saying that is truly the latest thing is items with bleach in it because it brings out like the luminesceness.
Oh, like it lets you glow.
Yeah, we gray a little bit get sallow looking, if you will. And this kind of brings out the brightness.
Well, fine, they refer to shopping.
You got it, babe.
Okay. You with me?
I am.
That's a diva
I'm serious,
too.
You guys. Me too. Really, there's just I went up and my makeup on a mirror, and you know what? I'm having trouble is finding a base.
Foundation.
A foundation. Thank you.
Yeah.
That is blends it all together.
Yeah. Do you use a sponge?
Yes.
I love.
I do use my sponge, but my problem is after sitting in school all day for like 8 hours and not have our 7 hours, not having time to touch up and stuff. I look in there and I feel like, oh my God, there's those spots again that I just covered up this morning.
Okay. One of my favorite things that will fade spots, it's Neutrogena and it's the salicylic acid and it's in a concealer. I swear if I'm really disciplined about these two brown spots, age spots that I have on my cheek, I mean,
so that would be in place of her bleach.
Yeah. You can just spot treat for like $7.99.
Oh, that's a
write that down for me.
Okay, versus really, it's
that's what I'm
awesome.
Saying. I need y'all to tell me.
And
this
if you have a zit, it takes care of that too.
Oh, that's good. A good thing.
Yeah, love the Neutrogena concealer with the salicylic acid. Awesome.
I'm writing that down.
Okay, I have another beauty question then. What about eyeliner? I mean, by the end of the day, I feel like my eyeliner is down to my lips.
Do you wear waterproof?
I don't do. Know.
You do?
Yeah. When I wear it, I do.
I guess not.
It just depends on how.
Is it liquid or is it pencil?
No, it's a pencil.
Mine's a liquid and it's waterproof and it lasts.
Oh, that's hard to do.
I got it down.
You do? Okay, now let me ask you this. I think a real trick to securing that is also taking a fine brush with loose powder, just translucent, and setting it first. And then you put your eye makeup on top of that and it sets and then do
it again.
Yeah.
We need a class.
We do.
Really?
What about permanent makeup?
No, I don't like that because you know what? Well, but you know what? Sorry, but are there sometimes when you wake up and you want to have eyeliner and then sometimes you don't?
Yeah.
Or do you look like an idiot with eyeliner on when you're in your PJs?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You get permanent eyeliner. Oh, the man just brought us wine. Oh, God bless you.
Love you.
I love Robin. But you know what I'm saying? Like sometimes you want like. Okay,
exactly.
Sharon,
sometimes you want to go a little more.
You're
less
in shorts, Amy. Would you put eyeliner on today? I mean, to go to the hockey rink, I wouldn't. You really would?
Oh, to the hockey rink, yes.
You would? Oh, I'm just being.
I will put. I was trying to think about that the other day. It's like, when do I not go with makeup without makeup?
Uh huh.
And it's not too often.
Oh my God, mine is. Well, tell me. Thank you, Robin.
I
had red.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
You can mix.
It's all right.
It's okay.
We were at the wine show.
You know what? If I hear another flipping
Sharon,
word
I'm
about
never inviting you anywhere again. You told me you'd be good and you're not being
good.
I didn't
bring it up.
She can't help it.
But the genie got out
gloating.
Of the bottle.
Now I've got a rosé.
We did have so much fun.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Amy, you were talking.
Let's do a diva toast.
Okay, all right.
Diva toast. You know what? To friends.
To friends.
Absolutely. Can everyone hear our
and
ching
to
ching?
Robin for bringing
and
us
Robin.
And
God
to
bless
our
you.
Producer,
you.
Monsieur Robin, my husband.
Yes. Cheers.
Cheers. This is a diva do.
By the way, and this is going off topic, and I'm going to apologize.
Oh, go for it. Do it.
We had a Come to Jesus meeting a couple weeks ago, a week ago. It a week ago?
Yeah.
And that is good. And you guys, we work hard at our friendships. This is not something that is,
achieved
I don't know,
lightly.
Right. I mean, we cried. We you know, we really work hard.
No, not so. All of us cried.
I cried.
I wanted to cry, but I
believe
didn't.
Only one of us cried. But we can say we if we're feeling too much.
But I'm just just saying, I mean, you can't, you know, we work hard at this friendship sitting here. We
this
do.
Friendship is like a marriage. Yes, it takes it chronic work.
Sometimes it's harder than a marriage.
You know what, though,
there's
you guys,
more of us.
Any friendship takes hard work.
Absolutely.
If it's worthwhile.
Get that Chardonnay bottle out of the way. Julie.
And a lot of people don't want to put that work into it. And that's very true. Yeah.
And
you're right, Sharon.
And by being the divas, we consciously set out to be the divas.
Right.
We had to vote on a name and everything.
We did.
I thought Carrie just named us.
No, she was doing the goddess game. Remember, we did the goddess game.
You guys, and we go, we're there. Not goddesses. I wasn't part of that.
I know, because we didn't have enough people, and then we called.
We had about eight other people. They all dropped out. We were at permanent makeup.
Wait a minute. Can I ask what's other permanent makeup besides permanent
lipstick?
Eyeliner?
Lipstick.
Oh, lipstick.
And lip liner?
Yeah.
You know what I think would be a good one, you guys? I think a great permanent makeup would be to, instead of going through all the painful procedures to get the spider veins out of your legs.
I don't have any.
You know
go
what?
Ahead.
Enough
go ahead.
Of you.
I really don't.
You want to put makeup on your legs?
Because it takes so long for them to laser blast and for them to do the saline solution.
And is it painful?
And it's what?
Me and Amy don't know. Yeah.
Okay, you know what? Enough of you two.
I just don't know about it.
I'm glad I don't know about that one.
I don't like the sound of it.
I know. You know
so
what?
So you want makeup for your legs?
Well, listen.
That sounds like
I mean, okay. Is that what you're saying?
Okay, well, listen. Okay, listen. This is what happened. Okay, especially, you know, all right. My right side was where my tumor was. When they cut the tumor out, it releases a lot of blood vessels.
Oh, so now things, she's pulling the cancer
don't
thing.
You
so we'll feel sorry.
Yeah, you know what? You just suck it up and feel bad.
Do you feel like crap now, Julie?
It's all because of my cancer when they cut the big tumor out of me.
I can't help it if it's true.
All right.
Okay, so listen. Because she said... The dermatologist said that when you have those broken spider veins, it's from something much higher up. It's not from...
I'm believing you. I'm listening.
Okay. So I'm just thinking maybe if they could just inject some foundation skin color-like makeup so they're just hidden.
That would be a very cool thing.
That ain't going to happen, okay? You're going to have to get the little blast things. Well, have so you had it done? Have you had the blasting?
Yeah, I had it done. And I mean, it's painful.
It's painful.
And it doesn't really work that
it
well.
It doesn't?
My girlfriend had it done and hers seemed to work.
Really? Well, you need to go to her.
Maybe there's a different procedure.
That's what I was thinking. Maybe you need to go to
maybe. You know
but, and, but it's expensive. It's a couple $100 a pop.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Whoa. So maybe that your stinks. Girlfriend's rich.
I don't know. But she might have some medical stuff. Is it possible that it's
covered under
medical? Yeah.
Maybe if you had, cancer and stuff, maybe.
No, because this is cosmetic. This isn't anything
but
to do with.
Like,
but it was caused by
cancer.
They don't care.
Could you do a tummy tuck?
I could do a tummy tuck.
See,
that would be covered.
I'd be all over that.
I would, so painful.
Yeah,
who cares?
But
you know what? I'm so mad that I found out my girlfriend that had a C-section and I had a C-section. Her doc gave her a tummy tuck.
While he was in there.
You know what? You don't have a tummy, so I'm not feeling real sorry for you.
Okay, we'll go upstairs after this, sister, and I'll show you my stomach.
Oh, but yeah.
Because you know what? It goes like this, and there's the cut, and then there it goes over. No, I'm dead serious. And I was like, I got ripped off because I had a C-section and I didn't get one. I've done 8,000 sit-ups, and I still have that little bloop. That's what I'm saying.
Please.
Talk to me in a minute.
Yeah. I always thought that, you know, after having...
What do you mean, yeah? What? What do you mean, yeah?
But I've had pelvic surgery. I have a big scar down there.
You do?
Yeah, from an endometrioma. But if you get cut there, then you get that little flap nastiness thing going on.
Thank you, Amy.
You do.
Shut up. I'm lopsided on a whole one side from my cancer.
Stop laughing about our cancer. That's sick.
So I know it.
We have such black humor.
We need to take pictures of all our abdomens and put it on the website.
You know what? Have another glass of wine, honey. Because we're not doing that.
And then
the man is saying wrap it up.
We're not going to do that. But no, can I? All right. Can we talk about fashion just for a second?
Yes.
Okay, because can we talk about, okay, because I just want to say a general rule. My girlfriend Paul and I were out shopping, and we looked, and this chick came in, and she had on, you know how leggings are in now?
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Leggings with like a mini skirt?
Mm. Yes.
Okay, if you're 16, they're in?
That's cute on a 16-year-old.
When you're 16. Mm-hmm. Okay, when you're 40?
46.
No.
Oh, you know what? I think it'd be okay, because...
Okay, well, Sharon's just, gonna
okay, so
it.
This is the rule that okay. Paula and I can... Hey, Bubba, my girlfriend Bubba, okay. Paula.
Hey,
this
Bubba.
Is the rule that she told me, and we agreed upon. If you did it before, when it comes back,
oh.
you can't do it.
Oh, if you're old enough to remember when it came in the first time,
before, then you now you don't get to do it.
Yeah,
because that means you're too old.
I agree.
So if you wore leggings in the 80s with your leg warmers...
I did.
You don't get to do it again.
You know, wait a second. Wait a second. Yeah. I had hip huggers back when I was in second grade. Dang
those.
It. And I just was wearing the low cut pants last year.
No, they're not hip huggers, though. They're different.
What are they?
What
low
are
riders.
They?
Low riders.
Okay, so they
but they're not
the
bell bottomy.
Yes, they
yes,
were.
Yes, they are. They are. They are.
I just returned a pair of
from to Nordstrom's. Okay, can we tell the Nordstrom story?
No, not yet. Wait a second.
All right.
But, so I wore the low riders last year. I still have them. You'll see me in again when it's jean season. But the problem now is that, you know what I heard about? It's like you can't wear them if you have like the muffin top. Have you ever heard of a muffin top?
Oh, geez, I probably have it.
What's a muffin top? Is it a top?
It's when your fat hangs over. Your low rider jeans. Oh, that's a muffin.
That's called a muffin?
A muffin top.
Okay, do you know how many people would be excluded from wearing those?
Do you know how many muffins I have?
I think I got a baker's dozen.
You know, that goes back to if you're fat, you can't wear a two piece. Have you been to the beach? Holy moly.
Yeah, but
you know,
God
bless them because they're not conforming to
no,
that.
No, you know what, honey? I'm not saying God bless them. It. I'm saying
bless
what
covered
are you
up.
Thinking?
Oh.
I'm saying bless her heart.
Right.
We went to Tybee Island. Holy moly. I'm looking around at some of these women going, and you were thinking what when you put that on?
But
I mean, you know.
Don't do that.
Hey, go to Whitewater. Whew, you feel good about yourself
you
after that.
We did, didn't we, Sharon?
Oh, my gosh.
We went.
Talking about a water park.
I did Cliffhanger.
Oh, yeah.
Still. I know. That's awesome you did that.
I did Cliffhanger.
All right. So what's up about the Nordstrom
okay,
pants?
Okay. Story.
I think we know the story already.
I told him.
No,
but you need to tell the story.
Okay, really quickly. I had on this really cute little outfit at a party one time, and I had two friends, and I use the term loosely, come up to me and say, oh, we were arguing. Where did you get that outfit? Is it this Lily Pulitzer or this da-da-da-da-da?
Boutique.
Boutique, you know? And I looked at them, and I said, oh no, I got it at Stein Mart. And their facial expressions, oh my, was like, I should have just called their mother a dirty name. They were so distraught.
These are women, though, who are very label conscious.
Very label conscious,
yeah,
very
but it still
superficial.
Made Sharon feel like crap about her.
Yeah,
outfit,
I mean, I'm
even
thinking.
Even though she looked good.
Yeah.
It was like she looked good until they found out
where
I bought it.
I remember.
I don't remember the story. I must not have been there.
So,
did you wear that to the
you
opening
were there,
night of
we
that
were,
restaurant?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Amy.
She was. You were there. We were just drinking a little
that,
bit.
That
Amy,
was the night
you
that you had
not,
on white
were
jeans and a black top and had a
you
few
were there,
Cosmos
yeah.
before.
Ooh, baby. We just,
remember?
Yeah, you were.
Okay, so go ahead and tell
So I decided after that no longer would I tell people where I really buy things, and everything I buy is from Nordstrom's.
So
Such
the thing was, she had a cute little pair.
Now,
this is how I burned you on it, because you had a cute little pair of
Gauchos. Jean Gauchos.
And
on.
Amy said to you, where'd you get those?
They
and
were
you go,
very cute. Very, very cute.
Yes.
And I asked you where you got them, and she said,
Nordstrom's.
And I said, when in the heck do you get up to go to Nordstrom's?
So then I walk outside and go, you went to Nordstrom's? She goes, no,
it's
I got
a
them at
from
Penny's. I go, well, then why did you tell Amy you got them at Nordstrom's? And she said, because I don't want Amy to go bust.
Okay, so Julie tells me this story, and I was just like, what a it. She flat out lies, like straight face to
she
us.
She does it a little too well.
I mean, it's obvious that she's very
mantra Nordstrom's.
Obviously, you're very used to lying like that. So then I had this great idea. She told me that you got them at Penny's.
Yeah.
So I was trying to remember what they looked like.
They're
because,
so cute.
Listen, I went to Penny's. I was going to buy every single pair for the divas.
And
then
we were going to show up
today wearing our little jean gauchos and in your face, but I couldn't find them. Well, but I would have. I would have bought every single. I would have been going, what's your size? What's your size?
So now that's our joke. Like Sharon asked me something. It was something about a book or a cookbook or something. She goes, where'd you get that? And I go, well, I might have got it at Nordstrom.
I can't believe that you would consider that with the diva.
That's diva deception.
Yeah, and hey, I apologize.
Oh, yeah, right. I can tell you're really grieving over that big fat one.
I just think it's funny. But, you know, you got to go back to that whole, like, you want to have your own style. And you don't want somebody copying you. And you don't want, that's where that was coming from.
I wouldn't have worn them on the same day.
Well, who is somebody? I've got the same something. Oh, Carrie and I had the same shoes. So we have to make sure we don't wear the same shoes. Yeah.
Aww. All right.
We do.
Well, okay. So we have had a good time, but we got to go now.
Okay. What was that?
Okay. Well,
by the way.
Sharon woke up.
Yes. By the way, tune in for our next show because we're going to talk about.
We don't really have
no idea yet.
Guys need
come
to
back and
let
see
us. And let us know what you want us, some topic ideas, because we are kind of struggling with that at this point in time.
Or we wander all over the place. Go
That's
ahead.
Women.
Yeah, I know. And we're so clever about it.
All right.
Okay. There's not a thing wrong with it.
Nope.
Well,
Amy?
Yeah, you know what? We don't have to apologize for it.
No, you shouldn't.
Uh-uh.
Because that's what women do.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Amy.
And men don't get that.
Men are clueless.
It drives my husband crazy.
Yeah,
mine too. You're just all over the board.
Mm-hmm.
It drives me a little crazy too. I'm sorry to say.
You're part man?
Yeah, maybe.
Do you need to fess up?
Might be. All right. You guys, thanks so much for the emails that you've been sending us. We really, really appreciate it.
We've got some cool emails.
Yeah. Oh,
and I love
wonderful.
The voicemails too.
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome. Fun to listen to.
Yeah. You can email us at diva@thedivacast.com. That's all squished together, as we said so before. Or leave us a voicemail at 678-884-0524. Again, it's 678-884-0524. You can leave your comments and reviews at thedivacast.com. Or you can also vote for us at Podcast Alley. Leave us also a review at iTunes. And just go ahead and copy that at thedivacast.podshow.com. Thanks, everybody.
All right.
Oh, and at the end, you'll be able to listen to us if you want to hear this lovely show one more time. You will find us.
What the heck are you talking about?
I don't think that's right, honey.
Honey.
Start honey. That again.
What show notes?
I don't know what show notes and links to anything referenced in the podcast will be available at www.thedivacast.com. What that's talking about is anything that we talked about, if we mentioned something, it will have notes about the show in it. I will help you, Sharon. I will hold your hand through this, darling. All right, we're going to, as always, what do you think?
You know what? Thanks, as always, to Natalie Brown for her. Yeah, honey, man, I don't think I'm not on.
Oh, you are.
Oh, he says I am. Okay, thanks as always to Natalie Brown for her music, which is available at music.podshow.com.
Queen of me.
Yeah, queen of me. Hey, Natalie, we are really into you and really love your music.
Queens.
So we are the queens.
You're the queen of me.
I'm the queen of you.
Hey! I have an idea for a show note, though. We can put down jcpenney.com, and we can put the style and the brand of Sharon's little capri jeans, so everybody can go out and get a pair.
A Nordstrom's knockoff.
But honestly, we need to put down Suzanne's Neutrogena cover-up concealer deal thing.
I swear by that stuff.
I think it's awesome. I mean, I need any help I can get.
It is.
All right.
It's awesome.
All right. Let's close with some PodSafe music, you guys. It's by Brother Love called Summertime. It's also available at music.podshow.com. Thanks for listening.
Bye,
catch
guys.
You next time.
Love you, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
good.
I thought we were tired of woo.
When I was young, I'm talking about the good times, just you and me. Was all we ever cared about. We had it all, we had it all. Oh, I'm talking about the good times, times. Drinking all day, drinking all night, dancing by the firelight. Come on. Because you are as hot as hell. You know that you are beautiful heaven. Don't you know that you are summertime. Yeah, all the time. I'm talking about the simple times.
Hey,
it's a
get this podcast and more great ones like it on the High Performance Podcast Delivery Network from Podshow and Limelight Networks.
I love it.